After 3 months of rumor and revelation, rehab and confession, the return of Tiger Woods at the Masters next month will be an epic event. And not just for the PGA and CBS, which will broadcast the final rounds of the tournament. There's a long list of businesses that have a big interest in getting Tiger back on the green, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
A couple of years ago, Tiger Woods found himself having to offer an explanation after a media story raised some troubling questions. Times were a little different. The media in question was a video which exposed a flaw in the Tiger Woods video game made by EA Sports. Players could control their video game Tiger to allow him to walk on water. EA answered in a video of their own which showed the real Tiger Woods, presumably with the aid of special effects, walking out onto a real lake and hitting a clean shot. It was called the Jesus Shot. Woods will probably not be compared to that particular historical figure at the Masters this year, but the manufacturer of the video game will be happy to see Tiger hitting balls, even if from dry land. Because Professor Christopher Knittle says the manufacturer of the video game and other endorsees were hit hard by this year's scandal.
EA Sports, Nike, and Pepsi. Total loss value of those firms, a little over $5 billion.
Knittle co-authored a study quantifying how Tiger's fall from grace affected the market capitalization of the companies Woods did business with. Of the three hardest-hit companies, only Pepsi dropped him as a spokesperson for what was to be a Gatorade line called Tiger Focus. Knittle could not quantify the impact on all the weekend golfers who will not have their electrolytes replenished, but his study does demonstrate that Tiger's existing partners will reap benefits upon his return because Tiger was worth it. Knittle says, look at the numbers. Tiger would be paid millions to endorse a product, but when he was negated as a viable spokesman, that company's value dropped by billions.
If Tiger Woods' contract equaled the value that he added to the firm, then these firms wouldn't have seen a drop in their valuation.
As far as the other business that stands to gain from Woods' return, golf broadcasters, well, yes, Tiger means ratings. The president of CBS Sports predicted that this year's Masters will be the biggest media event since the presidential inauguration. But Neil Pilson, who ran CBS Sports for almost a decade, points out that ads for this year's Masters are already sold. And he says that an audience double or triple the normal size isn't worth double or triple to companies that advertise during golf.
When Tiger doesn't play in a tournament, you know, that may be a two rating. Well, that two rating is a very efficient number for people trying to sell to the golf audience. Now, when Tiger plays, let's say it's a four rating. But a lot of those people watching Tiger are really not the target audience.
There are, of course, a lot of industries that will greatly benefit from Woods' return. Golf ticket scalpers for one, tabloid magazines for another. And you just know that if there's a golfer who manages to beat Woods on the final day, there's a big batch of branded sports drink out there waiting for the properly focused endorser to come along. Mike Pesca, NPR News.